got some money to spend tonight.
You know what that means? It means it's time for us to talk with Jonathan Toman, manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. Jonathan, everybody has family coming into town and they're like, what do we do for the holidays? Keep everybody busy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes it's good to get out of the house every so often when you have family in town.
Absolutely. And luckily, Peak Radar has set up a whole holiday guide.
Sure have. And we've still got probably, 30 to 40 events on that, and including New Year's. And so you can pass through all those different events and find all the details on the holiday guide. But for this weekend, I'll sort of jump in and highlight a few if you've got folks in town already.
That sounds perfect.
Tonight is one of a few themed skate events at Skate in the Park in downtown Colorado Springs. They're actually doing Skate with Matilda, where the cast members of Matilda the Musical that's playing at the Fine Arts Center right now will be down to skate with you from 4 to 6 p.m. at Acacia Park. So go down and get your skate on and hang out with some theater folks as well.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are a couple more of those throughout the holiday season. But I'm also going to jump into the individual events that sort of slowed for this weekend as the holiday season approaches. But it is still a week of great theater. So I'm going to highlight a few of those for folks to check out. First of all, tonight and tomorrow night at the Fountain Community Theater, they're showing On the 13th Day of Christmas, which is sort of a fun plot because a young woman suddenly finds herself receiving the gifts from the song The 12 Days of Christmas. And so there's chaos outside her apartment as the play begins, neighbors demanding she do something about the birds and the pipers and the drummers, and there's all sorts of things happening there. So that's a fun one. If you're looking for something a little different and maybe not so family fun, to get in, out of that sort of mindset, tonight and tomorrow night, the Novo Theater has You'll Be Naughty, which is a winter cabaret with singing, dancing, soaring, all sorts of holiday magic of that kind, if you're looking for something a little different.
Yeah, so...
Tomorrow,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, sure. It sounds
tomorrow
like it.
Tomorrow and Sunday is a Colorado Nutcracker at the Pikes Peak Center. And this one is interesting because we take, obviously, the story of the Nutcracker, but we adapt it to Colorado Springs. So you'll see places like Glen Eyrie and the Antlers Hotel and characters like Nikola Tesla woven into the story of the Nutcracker. So that's a fun theater option as well.
Perfect.
Funky Little Theater Company is showing It's a Wonderful Life, the play, and that's tonight through Sunday, and obviously tells the saga of George Bailey, the story that all sorts of folks know from Bedford Falls, and that story as well. Theater Works has A Christmas Carol, tonight through Monday, which I actually went and saw last night. It was very good. Murray Ross's 2016 adaptation of the story, obviously based on the Dickens classic novel. And then finally, if you haven't been to Simpich Showcase, the puppet theater in Old Colorado City, they're showing The Puppet Maker, A Story of Christmas, actually through New Year's Eve, where you can step inside the workshop of a village woodcarver as he prepares a marionette nativity scene for a local Christmas music festival. So there's all kinds of theater with all different sorts of stories and backgrounds to check out this weekend if you've got family in town.
And what is the best way for folks to check out the holiday guide?
Yeah, just go to peakradar.com, and there's a big old button on the right-hand side that'll say Holiday Guide, and that'll direct you right there.
Really, Jonathan, you can't say, there's nothing to do while family is here, because that's just not true.
Nope. Even in the holiday season, when things seem to be sort of slowing down, there's always something happening, and Peak Radar is the place to check it out, for sure.
Perfect. Jonathan, have a fantastic Christmas holiday, and Happy New Year, and we'll talk with you soon.
Same to you, Renee. Thanks so much.
Thank you. 7:41 now at KRDO's Morning News.